Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the God that you are, the loving God, and we praise you. We praise you. We know we aren't worthy, and we're so thankful for your love and your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness. We are the prodigal children. Help to bring us home, Father. We ask for your protection over our president and all those who are assisting him right now through a very turbulent time in this nation. We ask for wisdom and for guidance. And Father, for America to have open eyes and open hearts, regardless. And give us, as citizens here, Father, and as your children, give us the wisdom that we need and the boldness and the courage that we need to fight the fight for liberty here, to fight for the right of freedom, freedom to worship you as we wish. Give us a righteous anger, not just an anger, but a righteous anger. But fill us with your love, and may we surrender to you, and only to you. I give to you CSC Talk Radio. And again, I lay it at your feet. You know our needs, and they are great. And I praise you for all you have done. And all that I know that you will do. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, Abba Father, hear our prayers. Amen. Well, my question to you today is, did you make the list? Did you make the list? You know, January started out, wow, that seems like a long time ago. Much like any other month or the first month of a year. There were murmurings of something called some kind of virus, and they were calling it coronavirus or something, and, you know, we weren't too worried. And February brought the State of the Union address, and there, again, that name came up, coronavirus. Again, we didn't know what it was going to be. We were told it could be bad, it could be nothing. But Pelosi tore the speech in two and called it all lies. Then in March came lockdowns. As the coronavirus, now called COVID-19, was here. And in May, riots began after the arrest and the death of George Floyd in front of the whole world. And today, these riots continue. Not like signs and trash can fires, but smashing and crashing and burning down of businesses, looting and fighting and cursing and, well, you get the picture. Yes, 2020 has been the year, hasn't it, for much stuff to happen. Immediate families have been cooped up together. Families extended have been separated for fear of COVID. There are now states announcing we won't have Thanksgiving programs. We won't have Thanksgiving gatherings. We won't have Christmas gatherings. You cannot get out and spend time with your families. You can't go to church. You can only stay at the bars till 10 o'clock. Because COVID comes out after 10. You got to get your little tail home. It's also a political year, you know. That's why a lot of this has happened. Not the coronavirus. That was because China decided to unleash something on the world. But it is a political year with great unrest in this nation. A nation now divided as I've never seen it before. And I'm old. The November 3rd election is still ongoing. And here we are on Friday the 13th. But then, of course, it is the year of the Twilight Zone 2020. The two-party system in this nation is broken. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. The Democrat Party is now America's Socialist Party. They wear it proudly. But I think, isn't that unconstitutional? I could be wrong, but if it isn't, it should be. The Dems are desperate, and are the entire swamp, as are the entire swamp creatures in D.C. They see the large awakening of Americans, and they are taking down names and keeping a list. Not exactly like Santa's list. 2016 was a shock when the left lost the election. Hillary had it all bought and paid for. She'd set it all up that she could be the one who shattered the ceiling. It was quite the theatrical display that night, if you remember how they choreographed that. It was just beautiful, you know. It was all computerized, and it was, you know, she was wearing her white suit. The DNC, when they announced Hillary at their convention. You know, they stole it from Bernie, but he's just there to advise, kind of like now. So not to lose to the American voters again, we do get in their way of power quite a bit sometimes. The left put together a very large and multiple sinister set of plans to take the 2020 election by multiple frauds. You know, as many fraudulent duties as they could. The dead, the dogs, yes, even dogs have been voting. The latecomers, the Dominion switcheroo, and more. So one alone might not be considered big enough to overturn, but when you put it all together, voila, you've won an election, like magic. And thus you get away with the greatest election theft in history. Or do they? But wait a minute. Oh, we're not sleeping through the evening of November 3rd. We began to notice how the numbers were changing by the... It was kind of strange. It was very quickly after the counting was halted, and then when it restarted. All of a sudden, it switched. It switched so much that even in some states, one state in particular, or county, when it came back to counting, the president had lost. He'd lost some votes. How did that happen? We began to murmur. We began to complain. And yet, demanding an explanation. And they are taking names. Promises to wreck the lives of those who ever supported Donald John Trump. Did you make the list? You know, there's an old saying, if you were tried for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? What about your U.S. citizenship? What about your loyalty to the Constitution, to the Constitutional Republic? We're not a democracy, we're a republic. Did you make the list? We should try to make the list. The list should grow. The list should grow so large that it's beginning to outnumber those keeping account of their enemies. And I think they'll take notice. I hope I make the list. I'm trying to make the list, and I hope that you are too. Did you make the list? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's Friday the 13th. We'll talk about that later. I think when we come back, we might have a Power of the Future report. I don't know yet. But you're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and we will be right back. We'll be right back. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer's and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is Friday the 13th, but we don't care. We'll talk about that later. We don't care. We're not scared. We've lived through 2020. We can live through anything. We have Daniel Turner with us. Daniel, how are you doing today?
I am not scared either, Beth Ann.
I have to ask you, you weren't here to hear my intro, my monologue, I mean. And so my question is, did you make the list? I'm trying really hard to make the list. Not Santa's list, but I want to make the list that AOC and some of those are keeping.
Yes. Yeah, I hope I made that list, because if I'm on their enemies list, then I'm doing something right. I'm so sick and tired of that rhetoric, and also the media being quiet when we hear that rhetoric. Anyone who says...
Or joining. Jake Tapper's joining them. He's got a list, too.
The mayor of Chicago was saying how, you know, we've taken back our democracy. Well, if you did something by election that was able to be reversed, your democracy was never lost to begin with, right? Anyone who says we voted out a dictator, well, if you can vote him out, he wasn't really a dictator. So we have to stop using these hyperbolic phrases. And when, you know, people who say things like that, and then the extreme of AOC saying, you know, we have to keep track of those people. I mean, we just need to stop with all of this absolute nonsense. And we've heard it for four straight years.
Oh my gosh. We were
on the receiving end. I don't want us to start using it. And we won't. That's the difference between us and them.
We could all be like Whoopi Goldberg, you know, because she sucked it up.
Yeah, exactly.
really sucked it up.
Exactly.
We should just suck it up, too.
Anyone who tells us on that side that for 4 years they accepted the fact that this man was president is really just lying to themselves. You know, I mean, they weren't able to throw him out of office in 4 years, but they never accepted the fact. And not only did they not accept it, and I was thinking about this earlier, but even at the highest moments of success before coronavirus, January of this year, what seems like 10 very long months ago, when unemployment was at its all-time low, wages were at their all-time high, even then they were unable to say, you know what, I kind of don't like the guy, but things are pretty darn good right now in America. Even then they had to invent things. When unemployment was at its lowest ever, it was like, well, what about systemic racism? What? They had to invent problems because they could never accept the fact that things were not bad. They want things to be bad because that gives them power.
I think we should all write a letter to AOC or whoever is keeping this list to say, please add my name to your list.
Yes.
I think their list should grow so big that it outnumbers them. They need to see the 700 million. They need to see the, it's one of those gifts, you know, that we get from Biden. When they need to see the majority of the American people, 700 million of us, even though there's only 330 million of us, they need to see us on their list. That list needs to grow and grow and grow. And the American people, we need to, you know, I should write a letter. We should write a letter, and everybody should send it. Please add me to your list.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do some sort of campaign where everyone just drops a note in the mail and says, please add me to your enemies list, because I want to be, if that's
your
how
enemy.
We're going to do things, then I want to be one of your enemies. There's very little introspection on the left right now as to why 73 million people voted against their agenda of free everything. And they claim, well, more people voted for us. I think that's all very much disputed, if any of those numbers are true. I find it very hard to believe that Joe Biden eclipsed the second coming of Christ, Barack Obama's 2008 total. With the amount of hype and glory and praise and thrill up my leg and crowds and crying and fainting, I find it hard to believe that Joe Biden, I think even Barack Obama finds it hard to believe that Joe Biden beat his electoral vote total, because it is Joe Biden after all. It's very hard to get excited about a man who has been around since the 60s. Yeah.
It's, well, they stole, the primary from Bernie again, because he was going to beat him. They managed to get that done. They're pretty good at their theft. And let's hope they don't get away with it this time. I think they've got the American people pretty riled up.
Yes.
You know, even those who voted for Biden, unless they have absolutely no integrity, and I refuse to believe that of all Americans, I know there are many, but if their votes now get thrown away because of all this cheating, you know, then they should be angry. Because even if they could have beat him, their cheating has taken it away.
Yes.
They should be angry. All Americans should be angry.
Yeah, absolutely. And they should be angry about the fact that right now they think everything is okay because they're the ones who, quote unquote, won. But if people can steal an election comfortably, what happens when you're on the losing side of that? Right? It's the same as AOC and her list. All we have to do is look at the great men and women in history, who some mostly men, who started these types of communist revolutions. They all end up getting killed by them. Right?
Yeah, they did.
Even looking at Robespierre, let alone Trotsky and others. So when AOC says, well, I want to start a list of all the bad people, eventually you'll be on that list, because when that's how we rule society, you ultimately getting turned on yourself, right? So it is very alarming that there's a comfort level with, well, look, it was cheating and illegal and wrong and all that, but we won. So who really cares whether or not it was a good idea? That's not a healthy way for America to continue, but there's a big question about that, if America is about to continue or not. We'll see what Joe Biden does for 4 years.
Well, when Biden says there's, you know, it's going to get dark in America, I think he's serious. Because some of the things they're already proposing to do, it's going to bring darkness here. And I mean literally. The energy is going to be, we're going to be dependent on someone else now. If they get mad at it, they're just going to turn off our lights.
Yeah.
I mean, that's figuratively speaking, but basically that's what's going to happen.
California's already doing it. California's turning off the lights on their citizens, and they're doing it for their own good. They're doing it for their protection. California, the mayor of Los Angeles has said that if you are caught violating COVID terms, they will turn off your water. Right? So this is really now acceptable part of their rhetoric. And when you add on top of that our dependence on China now for Joe Biden's version of the Green New Deal. He doesn't call it a Green New Deal, but it is the Green New Deal, and the media lets him get away with it. And then add the fact that he's going to increase our number of refugees by 110,000 a month. And you have to ask yourself, why? I mean, I want to be a good Christian. I want to be a good person. I understand there are places in the world that have terrible plight, and we have to do our part to bring some peace to these people. But why does America need to have 100,000, 110,000 more foreigners brought to its country every month for their sake? Well, what about for our sake? Right? What about the people where they're being relocated? If you're in a small town or a large city, do you have a say in who these people are who are coming in and how are they being vetted and who's paying for them, right? He said he will not deport anybody in the first 100 days. So isn't that a license if you're an illegal immigrant to rape and murder?
Come on down.
Because you're not going to get deported.
Yeah.
Exactly. So why will America be a better place when we start allowing, again, these caravans? Now, this isn't the refugees. These are just the illegals who are crossing the border. When we have these monthly caravans of 150,000 people coming in again, why does that make America a better place? Right? What is it good for? And you can say, well, it's good for them. Okay, I understand it. But is it good for us? And is it wrong for us to put our country first? That's been the problem with America First. They said that was wrong. It was racist. It was xenophobic. But I thought it was just protecting your – is it good for you to give all of your food to the neighbor's kids when your own kids are starving? Does that make you a better person, or does it make you probably a worse parent, right? Some questions that the media has never asked Biden, and now when they ask, it will be too late because we'll already see caravans on their way.
Well, I'm still hanging on to hope, and I'm an outsider, and I hope I make their list. I hope you're on there with me. I'm pretty sure you will be, especially on the green side. You're going to really be on their list. You know, every American should want to be on their list until that list grows to where they're just going to have to put it down and say, oh, okay. Thank you, Daniel. Happy Friday the 13th, and have a great weekend. Thank you so much for all that you do there with Power of the Future. Power of the Future is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. Look them up, powerofthefuture.com. That's powerofthefuture.com. Doing all that we can to keep America independent and grow with our energy. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really kicking off because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I am going to open up the phone lines just for this segment. I'm going to ask you one question. Did you make the list? And what are you doing? That's two questions. What are you doing to make the list? That's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Today's show, I will say, we're quite proud. We keep scooting along. Is 2,470. I think that's pretty awesome. I don't know about you. Well, we have to talk just a little bit about Friday the 13th. Just a little bit. I'm not scared. Never have been superstitious. It's always been just kind of a funny thing for me. But see if I can mess this up. I had it right earlier. The fear of the number 13 is called trechocytophobia. Trechocytophobia. Trechocydescophobia. And many famous athletes have found great luck wearing number 13 on their uniforms. I think this is just in defiance. One of those was Will Chamberlain, Alex Rodriguez, and Pavel Datsyuk. I don't know his name. Datsyuk. There are two Friday the 13th in the year 2020. Most years have at least two, not all. A rare time. They have three. I really thought this one was going to be one with three, but it wasn't. It's just two. We had one in March, and we have one today in November. There are 13 goods in a baker's dozen, and it had it on here that one was for the baker to test. Well, I don't want him taking a bite out of that 13th donut. Come on. In Italy, 13 is considered to be a very lucky number. The expression far to check it is to do 13. It means hit the jackpot. 13 is a prime number. The Olsen twins happened to be born on Friday the 13th, and so was Steve Buscemi and Julia Louise Dreyfus. The standard 52-card deck has 13 suits. There are four suits of 13. There are 13 original colonies of the United States. And because of the 13 original colonies, the first flag had 13 stripes and 13 stars. There are 13 stars on the Great Seal of the United States. And to have Friday the 13th occur, the month in which it occurs must begin on a Sunday. And the number 13 is the square root of 169. Everybody knew that. Come on, everybody knew that. Everybody knew that. But the Greek mythology, Zeus was the 13th and the most powerful of their gods. There are approximately 13 cycles of the moon each year. The four seasons each have 13 weeks. I did not realize that. Didn't stop to think about it. Children become teenagers at age 13. It's a big deal in my family. I don't know about you guys. The dollar bill has many icons with 13 elements, including the pyramid, letters in E Pluribus Unum, and 13 arrows and 13 stars. Well, everybody get your dollar bills out and count them now. Prohibition in the United States for 13 years, from 1920 to 1933. Now, I got to thinking when I read that this morning. Or, you know, they had the green door, you know, where you had to go hide to do your alcohol. And that was famous, and it was even a famous song about the green door. That started in Columbia, Missouri. That's where the green door was. I read that one time. I didn't know that. Are we going to have such a green door to go in and not wear masks and meet with our families and have turkey and stuffing and pumpkin pie? What's going to happen in America? It says 13 is a prime number. 13 flipped around is 31, which accounts for the number of days in most months. I think they're stretching it here just a little bit. The number 13 is highly represented at the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose. They have 13 bathrooms, 13 steps in the staircases. Apollo 13 had a successful landing on the moon and returned to Earth despite an onboard election. Aluminum has an atomic number of 13. And there you have it. 13. 13. Friday the 13th. So my question has been today that, did you make the list? I thought it was kind of a fun question for a Friday. Yesterday I got this. It was a tweet from a tweet. Somebody was tweeting about the president's tweet. It says, boom, Trump tweets. Reported that the Dominion deleted. This is the machine that has, they call it a glitch, but it's actually a software. You have to get a software to go with this machine. And some of the software can be quite funky. But it only seems to go funky one direction. It deleted 2.7 million President Donald Trump votes nationwide. The data analysis finds that 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. Now, I haven't heard any case, and they're looking, where he has switched the other way. That just goes one way, that glitch. Just one way. It also said that the judge, and I'm sure if you've been watching the news, and I know most of you do, the judge rules in Pennsylvania that the ballots there without proof of voter ID can't be counted. They had a certain time, even those ballots that came in later, they had a certain time to prove their ID, and if they have not done that by the date, they can't be counted. So they get pitched. Like I said, this theft It affects everyone, not just those who were trying to get President Donald Trump reelected. Do you really want to be a country that we no longer can trust our votes each year? We've known fraud has always been. There's always been dead people voting. But this seems to be huge, huge, huge this year. Now, I saw an interview yesterday with a young girl. She was just coming out of the library or something, and somebody was talking to her. And she has a dog that's a service dog, and the service dog is registered. He has a Social Security number or something such as that. He voted. Now, this was in Pennsylvania, I do believe. I think it was. He voted. She found out that her dog voted. His vote was counted. And hers and the lady that was doing the interview, and I can't remember what news source she was from, they both knew that their votes had not been counted yet. What's up with that? She did admit she didn't know who her dog voted for. Well, what's the expression about a dead dog or a dog Democrat or something like that? Her dog voted. Well, I saw this. Everybody makes fun of me because I can't say meme because I refuse to say it right. I should just say it meme and everybody's going to have to agree with me. This is a quote from Adolf Hitler. And I want you to listen very, very carefully. And then I want you to try very, very hard to get your name on the list. When an opponent declares, "I will not come over to your side," I calmly say, "Your child belongs to us already. What are you? You will pass on. Your descendants, however, now stand in a new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but this new community." The new community. For the good of the whole community. What are they teaching your children? You know, when they said, "for our posterity," in the Declaration of Independence, they're talking about the future generations, our descendants, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Who do you belong to? Who do your children belong to? And do you know what they're being taught and what they believe? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations.
Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. Bring on the glitz this holiday season with MakeupAmerica.us. Rhonda, CEO and founder of Makeup America, is offering her one-and-done sister sets, matching lipstick and nail polish. But Rhonda didn't stop there. She's added a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. Most sister sets are under $30. Remember to use the promo code BethAnn20 for 20% off. Get one and done. You got more for less. Easy, smart shopping, right? These sister sets are perfect. Whether a hostess gift, Hanukkah, or Christmas gifts, appreciate your first responders. Great stocking stuffers, and say thank you to teachers. And shh, don't forget your Secret Santa. Bring some glitter to your Happy New Year celebrations. One and done it is. Each sister set includes a free nail file and a cosmetic bag. You will also save close to $9 in the four-color American manicure set when using the promo code BethAnn20. Visit MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BethAnn20 to receive 20% discount off all Makeup America products. We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, this is an article, and it's coming from the Daily Caller. And Ocasio-Cortez, and of course CNN's fantastic reporter, Jake Tapper, they suggest that Trump and his followers should be careful of behaving in a way that might impact their future employment. He said, I truly sympathize with those dealing with losing. It's not easy. But at a certain point, one has to think not only about what's best for the nation, peaceful transfer of power, but how many future employers might see your character defined during adversity. We have a list, says the Washington Post writer. We have a list. Are you on the list? I should be on the list. If I'm not on the list, I'm pretty defiant. You know, we accepted the loss. Not that it would have made any difference. I mean, when you look back and you stop and you think, would it have made any difference if McCain would have been voted in instead of Obama? Or if Romney would have beat Obama in his second term? There would have been no change in America going to the socialist, globalist society. We'd have kept going that direction. We'd have stayed in those wars that President Trump has gotten us out of. There's already plans to put the troops back over there. You know that, right? Not from Trump, but Biden. Biden and his so-called followers. You know, that's why some of those generals got upset with Trump, was because he was pulling out. You know that, right? It's not because they're greater than President Donald Trump, because they have the stars on them. It's because they wanted to continue to fight these wars. They're making money at it. So did you make the list?
That is my question. You should want to make the list. That quote from Hitler. Do we care about our children? Are we ready for somebody like AOC to have our children? To teach them how bad America was and is? And how they need to destroy it and change its very foundation? They must take it away. You know, our founding fathers weren't saints. Neither are they. Omar is as filthy and dirty as they come. I just read where she's given millions of dollars into her new husband now, who's her campaign manager. He got paid a lot. Bernie Sanders' wife got very rich through the campaigns, this time and the last time. They're all filthy, dirty. Corrupt. They'll do whatever it takes to make a buck. Well, they don't really make it. They take it. They don't make a fortune. They take your fortunes. And they become wealthy. You know that, right? Government can't give you anything unless they take it away from you first. Or take it away from somebody. So when I saw an interview of a man in Pennsylvania or New York, I think it was Pennsylvania, he's okay. He's okay with taking the rich's money. They got more than they need. Well, that may be true. They actually work for theirs, most of them. They earned it. They want to take the family farm. The farms that have been in families for generations. They don't think it should be like that. They want to take it. They want to take your retirement. How dare you save any money? How dare you keep that? It's ours. It's not yours. You should divide it amongst your neighbors. Get it out. Have a party. They're not going to give you theirs, though. You know that. Are you on their list? Do you want to be on their list? They're talking about destroying lives. Do you think they're going to shut up about President Donald Trump if he actually gets this stolen out from underneath him? Do they actually think that the American people are going to forget? We do have short memories. But there's some things we don't forget. Oh, we've laid back and we've been lazy. We've been lazy citizens. And we've let the D.C. have its power. We helped the swamp because we left it alone and it became filthy and dirty. And now we look at it and we go, oh, those people are horrible. Yeah. Who created them? It was our apathy, our laziness. We were too busy over here enjoying life. As they were chipping it away a little at a time with their social legislations, social programs. So when an opponent declares, I will not come to your side, they just say, well, your child already belongs to us. What are you? Who are you? You will pass on. And your descendants, however, they now stand in the new camp. In a short time, they will know nothing else but this new community. Maybe you need to go back and watch The Sound of Music and the Van Trapp family and what happened. Well, there are times when all of us need pep talks, and I need pep talks from time to time. I watch this news nonstop. I've got a girlfriend, and she says, it just gets to be too much. And I said, yeah, I get it. I get it. But this came yesterday, and I never believe anything's by a coincidence or accident. And I can't present it to you as it was presented to me. But if you're on Facebook, you can go to the show's page, CSE Talk Radio. And I have it there. And it's a message from President Donald Trump. And I would assume this is a little segment out of one of his rallies, or they made it look like it was. But here's the message. The more people tell you it's not possible, it can't be done, the more you should absolutely be determined to prove them wrong. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace the label. Being an outsider is fine. Embrace the label. Because it's the outsiders who change the world and make a real and lasting difference. It's the outsiders who change the world and make a real and lasting difference. Donald Trump has been the outsider. They have hated him, and they have hated you for putting him there. Embrace the label and resist the socialism. And let's all, we need to all be on that list. If you're not on this list, I don't think you're doing what you need to do to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy and friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I say, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.